Hear these words as they come from Matthew chapter 14. Yeah, I know what the bulletin says, but we changed it. Matthew 14, beginning with verse 22. Immediately Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on the mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone, and the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and they cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid." "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly you are the Son of God." This is the word of God for the people of God. Let us pray. Holy Father, open our hearts, our minds, our eyes, and our ears, that as you speak to us today, we will receive those words and put them into action in our lives. And may the words from my mouth be a blessing unto you. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. I hate to do this to you, Aaron. I have a reach. No, you can't sit in that chair. Sit in that chair. We've all heard the story of Jesus walking on the water and Peter getting out of the boat. And it's so visual for us that we can imagine what was going on. I mean, it's pitch dark. The wind's blowing. The boat's rocking back and forth. And they see a figure coming across the water at them, and they know that it's not shaped like another boat. They think it's a ghost, but realize that it's Jesus. And of course, Peter does the infamous thing, "Lord, if it's you, call me and I will come to you." And so Jesus says, "Okay, come on." And Peter gets out of the boat. And he starts walking on the water. And in the scripture, it talks about how he started noticing the wind and he got nervous and he started to sink. And Jesus brought him up out of the water and took him back to the boat. And for those of you who aren't familiar with that story, I apologize for the Reader's Digest version of the Holy Scripture. But that's not what this message is about today. I'm a little weird. I didn't get as many laughs as I thought I would on that one. So something caught me about this text. It seems to be all about Peter. How many of us connect with Peter in our Christian walk? Be honest. We connect more to the other 11 than you want to think you do. So today, I want to talk about the others. The other 11 that stayed in the boat. I got to wondering, what was going through their minds when Peter said, "Lord, if it's you, call me"? You ever thought what went through the other 11's minds? Here he goes again. I'm going to show off. can't believe him. That could have been a thought. Oh my God, John, here it comes. He's going to make us look like a bunch of fools. Y'all notice how I picked John to play John. Sarah's cutting her eyes over here. I hope he don't expect us to follow that what he's doing. I can't swim. Have you really ever taken the time to think what was going on in the minds of the other 11? The same thing that goes on in the minds of all congregation members. Oh my gosh. Where does this preacher come up with this stuff? I ain't doing it. They can get somebody else to do that. You see, Peter got out of the boat. Big deal. He didn't make it all the way. Because he started realizing that his faith wasn't strong enough. But he got out of the boat. He took the step to go to where Christ was, to go where he was being called. Jesus said, "Come," Peter went. How many of the others got their lazy duffs out of the boat and went along with him? None of them. Some of them were being skeptical. Some of them were mad because Peter was trying to show off. Some had their own agendas. Some didn't want to be a part of it. Some had things going on in their lives already. Some of them just didn't want to get involved. And that's the problem with the church today. We're all fired up about doing, going, and being God's feet and hands. As long as it's somebody else being the feet and hands of God. One of the things that I have noticed over the years is that ministry done by the Christian community is only done by a handful of Peters. The rest of the church is sitting in the boat with the other 11. Well, I'll give them $100 to help them with their thing, but I'm not going to do it. But aren't we all called to be Jesus' disciples? Aren't we all called to spread the good news? Weren't we all given the Great Commission? Get out of the boat! Quit being a pew potato. We as a Christian community, as the capital C church, has got a problem with letting everybody else do the work and we sit back and we want to take the glory for it. We got to get out of the boat. Now, I'm going to tell you something with the hopes that when I get through, you're able to walk. Why are your eyes getting big, James? With the hopes that you're able to get out the doors to go eat soup in a little bit. I listen and I watch other pastors talk about ministry. and how they wish they could do this and they wish they could do that. And I get a little happy inside. I can't get a whole lot because then it blows up all over the place and everybody will want to come here. But I will say that this church is Peter. Because you have answered to the call to Christ to come. And so you've stepped out of the boat. Now that's not to say you're going to walk on water, so you're not perfect. So get over that. But you have gotten out of the boat where other church congregations around are still sitting in there coming up with excuses not to get out of the boat. We don't have enough young people. We don't have enough money. We need to focus on us. You can come up with excuses all day, just like all the other 11 did. But until we're willing to step out of the boat and we're willing to keep our eyes on where God is calling us to go, and that's to Christ. As long as we're willing to take that chance and trust and have faith in Christ, we're going to be walking towards Christ. But when we become like the other 11 and we start making excuses, whether it is to be in ministry or to have a relationship with Christ, for whatever reason we tend to make excuses to God, we're just going to rock back and forth in the stormy waters. Get out of the boat. If there's someone here today who has been contemplating becoming a part of a particular outreach or even starting an outreach, but you continue to be like the other 11 and come up with excuses not to, this is your opportunity to take that first step. It's real easy. I mean, you don't have to do like Peter did and step over the edge of the boat. You just take that step. Peter failed in his attempt to walk to Christ. And we will fail sometimes in our attempts to do what we're called to do. But the greatest part about all of that is that when Peter called out to Jesus, Jesus was right there to lift him back up. Can you imagine what went through the 11's minds when Peter started sinking? Ha! I told you so. I told you he was going to mess this up. Maybe. But at least he was willing to hear the call of Christ on his life and make the attempt instead of making excuses. So we are now in that season of Lent. 40/47 days, however dedicated you are to it. And we are 2 months into a new year. The boat has been sent ahead to the other shore. In other words, the church has been sent out on a mission. The question is, where are we going to find ourselves at the end of this year? Are we going to be walking towards Jesus? Or are we going to be like the 11 that just sat there and waited for somebody else to do something? So I would challenge you to do this as a church. We've seen some really good things happening over this past half year, a little longer. I think we can do a whole lot more and a whole lot better. So I challenge you to get out of the boat. And let's be known not only in the Cedar Creek area, but in East Texas as getting out of the boat and going where Christ has called us to go. All right? Is this thing on? All right? Get out of the boat. Quit depending on somebody else to lead you down. It's time for us to be the church that God has called us to be. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we know that sometimes we're willing to get out of the boat. And we know that sometimes we're willing to sit back there with the rest of them and criticize and talk about what could have been, what should have been. Father, open our eyes and help us to realize that we should be getting out of the boat and we should be moving forward. No matter how great, how good, how wonderful we do and are, there's always room to be better. There's always that opportunity to do something more to glorify your name. So, Father, we ask that you open up our eyes to see where you want us to be in this year. That we might be better than we were last year and better next year than we are this year. That we might continue to grow your church and bring those who are searching into a relationship with your Son, Jesus Christ. We pray that you continue to bless us as we discern where you want us to be, and that we might be more like Peter and get out of the boat. We pray this all in your Son's holy and precious name. Amen.